I'm putting a lot of work in my city, donating to the kids, all them organizations, anything I could do help. It's even bigger than donating. It's like them kids, it's millions of kids that know you could come from nothing and be something. They see me on YouTube from 14 with the nappy braids, 5X t-shirts. They actually seen it, so.
If you're Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot. Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in the morning, babe.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Robert Gasman, and welcome to my podcast. There's no denying that hip-hop is a global phenomenon, accounting for 25% of all music streams in the U.S., listened to by fans worldwide, and dominating mainstream culture and media. Being as popular as it is, one thing that has come under fire is the people behind the music. Many believe that rappers are bad influences on society and its people, but in reality, rappers are positive influences and deserve to be looked up to as role models by listeners. Why are rappers argued to be bad influences? This is due to a number of factors, but the main arguments are their explicit and often inappropriate lyrics, and the fact that there are rappers out there who are pretty bad people. In the following interview, freshman Mike Sadowski explains his view on the topic.
You can see with rap artists, you can, you know, look on their Instagrams or whatever, and you can see them holding up gang signs, you know, sagging, basically promoting gun violence. You know, it's honestly getting ridiculous to the point where rap is so popular now, which I really don't understand.
These arguments against rap music contain quite a few fallacies. To start, criticizing hip-hop and rappers as a whole based off of the actions of certain rappers is hasty generalization. Not all rappers are on Instagram flexing guns and gang signs, but the few that do are what results in their bad reputation. Next, arguing against rappers' personal lives and their histories is ad hominem, as critics attack individual personalities, rather than focusing on the positive messages that hip-hop aims to spread. Most rappers come from bad backgrounds and grew up in the face of poverty in urban areas around the U.S., surrounded by drugs, gangs, and violence. However, rappers keep it real and embrace their past, and use their personal experiences in their songs to inspire and to show that those who grow up in adversity can make it out just like they did. The positives of rap music far outweigh the negatives. To listeners who are from similar backgrounds or are currently going through troubles themselves, rappers provide a sense of hope that they too can find success and get through their circumstances.
Yeah. See, coming from where I come from, we had to beat the streets, beat the system, beat racism, beat poverty. And now we made it through all that, we had the championship.
Their lyrics and music are their main medium, but rappers also attain this through social media, interviews, and their actions. Philanthropy is a big part of the hip-hop scene, with mostly all rappers giving back to communities and sacrificing a great deal of their own time and millions of dollars of their own money to help those in need. For example, Chance the Rapper has his own foundation to empower the youth of Chicago, and 2000's rapper Akon recently provided solar power to 600 million Africans. Even for fans who don't come from these backgrounds, rap serves as an important part of their lives in different ways, providing entertainment, understanding, and empathy. In the following interview, freshman Nick Dietzik explains the role rap plays in his everyday life.
I would say rap music is a pretty big part of my day. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I put some headphones in and I turn on rap music. You know, when I walk to class, I have headphones in and I'm listening to rap music. You know, I listen to rap music when I'm doing homework, when I'm just chilling. And also when I'm hanging out with my friends, the music that we all listen to and we all like to listen to is rap music. So it is a pretty big part of my everyday life. It's always around me and it's always influencing me.
As we can see, rap music can serve as a soundtrack for lives, being played when people want to get hyped up, in their feels, have a good time, or just unwind by themselves or with friends and family. More importantly, rap provides a sense of unity. It brings different cultures together. Every rapper comes from a different background, and listening to their songs and stories and their lyrics allows people to understand others and ways of life that are different from their own. Have some rappers done bad things in the past? Yes, but rappers are regular people too, and they make mistakes like everybody else. The important thing is they learn from them, and they use their past mistakes as lessons in their lyrics. Are the lyrics in rap songs not always the cleanest? 100%. But you have to look beyond this and focus on all the positives that rappers and hip-hop bring to the table, because these things far outweigh any of the negatives that those against hip-hop criticize. More than anything, rappers are role models to society, and understanding their lessons and messages through their music and lives are a blueprint to a better world.